ABC Radio Australia.
While China's recent missile test in the Pacific has attracted international attention, Kiribati Minister for Women says it has barely registered with the public back home. Women's Minister Ruth Cross Kwansing says Kiribati was notified ahead of time and says China has come under unfair scrutiny over the missile test. ABC's Natasha Emek spoke with Ms. Cross Kwansing.
Well, independence is a big deal everywhere, no less than Kiribati. We already started. So we have a lot of activities in the lead up. We have our Battle of the Band and preparations for our Miss Kiribati pageant. There's a whole series of events that lead into it.
What does Independence Day mean to you, and what do you like to, I guess, reflect on during the celebrations?
The significance of Independence Day is I think it really gives us a time to celebrate our identity and culture. But I think it also deepens the connection to our country and just our overall sense of patriotism, right? Like, for example, that devotional that I mentioned attending with the high school students, and they sang the national anthem of Kiribati. And it's a beautiful anthem. And I was crying just listening to them sing it because it's so powerful. It talks about singing with joy and accepting the responsibility for helping each other and to be steadfastly righteous and to love one another. And, it talks about peace and contentment. But there's a really powerful sentence in the second verse. I'm getting emotional again. It always makes me cry now because it's everyone singing about blessing our government and everyone that works in it. So that we can do our jobs properly. So it's really special.
Now, the week leading up to independence has coincided with big international news with China launching another ballistic missile test that landed in the waters near Kiribati's economic exclusion zone. Was Kiribati given advance notice this time?
Well, I mean, it has been sort of peculiar to see what seems to be sort of conflicting bits of information coming out. And it's always hard to tell because unless you're sort of directly linked to the foreign affairs ministries of each island, it's hard to tell, you know, what the truth of the matter is. But you would probably notice that it has been very clearly communicated that all international protocols had been observed throughout this process. And I can only confirm from Kiribati's side, I can't speak for the other Pacific nations, but I would imagine it to be the same, is that our foreign affairs were aware of what was occurring and that they had been informed. Right. So if that's the question, then yes, they were aware that a dummy missile had been sent through for testing. So Kiribati had been informed. These testings, they cannot proceed without going through the proper channels of all that has to be done. China is not the only country in the world that does testing of this nature. Right. But we do notice there's a real stark difference in that they do seem to be scrutinised a lot more than the others.
And what was the feeling on the ground like with locals? Were people concerned about this test at all, or was it more of business as usual?
Business as normal type of thing. I think what tends to happen is that a lot of this is, a lot of attention is generated by what the media is reporting. And of course, people do start to look around and look for answers. And if they're satisfied, I can only speak for Kiribati, if they're satisfied with the responses and the level of awareness and due diligence that has occurred, and they're not told that there's any cause for alarm, then it is. I mean, we're over here where, as I was mentioning, we're far more excited about what's happening with our independence celebrations than what's going on in the geopolitical sphere or with these particular conversations. That's, the population as a whole. But of course, around our, conversations and tables, we obviously have to look at things a little bit differently. But as far as the public's concerned, there hasn't been much reaction to it.
Some leaders in the Pacific have made the point that they think issues like climate change are probably more of a threat to their countries in comparison with things like defence and military build-up. Do you agree with those kind of sentiments?
It's true. We don't worry or consider these military issues because we don't actually have military presence in our country. So we don't see ourselves as part of this conflict, and that's quite deliberate. And yes, what our security issues are, they're not military security issues. They're climate issues. And so we do focus on that because, you know, you've got to keep your attention focused on what really is your immediate threat. And our immediate threat is that the water security, the food security, the coastal protection for those of us which are low-lying countries.
That was Kiribati's Minister for Women, Ruth Cross-Kwansing, speaking there with Natasha Emek.